This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Well, I thank you guys for being patient with me yesterday. Stoney had to get his wisdom teeth out. And, you know, these wisdom teeth thing, I just don't get it. That's probably one of the things that kind of makes me scratch my head with all the theories I have on why our human body has certain body parts and what the evolutionary advantage is to doing X, Y, and Z. And I get very, very confused about wisdom teeth because, you know, almost, I don't want to say almost everybody, but so many people need to get their wisdom teeth taken out. And your wisdom teeth is like your third set of molars. You get your first set of molars, I think, when you're 6. Then you get your next set when you're 12. And then you get your third set when you're roughly 18. You know, Stone's going to be 18 in February, so he's, you know, and he just, I don't know. It's interesting. He just seems older than his age, but, you know, I mean, like his beard and his, you know, the whole puberty thing. He just seemed to be, I guess, you know, I mean, maybe I got the year wrong. I mean, I gave birth to him in the year 2000. I don't know, but, you know, and I mean, it's not like I was overdue. But anyway, so with wisdom teeth, it's very interesting because when you look at the x-ray, they look good. You know, there was only one that looked like it was coming in on its side, but they're impacted even if they don't look that funny on the x-ray because they need room to grow. And a very interesting thing about wisdom teeth that I learned is they're very difficult to clean. And if you can't clean a wisdom tooth, it's going to rot. Now, why would the human body make a third set of molars, right, for the way back of the mouth that'll just rot? Well, think about it. In caveman days, yeah, people had rotting teeth, but I think we do more to our teeth than we did back then. And back then, you needed to be able to chew. You know, little kids, it's very interesting. So little kids, when they get teeth, many times they get the bottom teeth. Parents don't understand that. They go, well, wait a second. My baby is cutting teeth, but the teeth are in the bottom. That's useless, the teeth in the bottom. Well, there is an evolutionary advantage to that. If you have a kid with buck teeth or growing in with their front teeth and they're teething and they just want to gnaw and chew on something, they're going to choke if their front teeth come in before they're ready to, you know, chew what they can. So the bottom teeth come in first as a preventative measure, such that when the first set of teeth, the top teeth come in, you already have the bottom teeth, so you got at least chew and take a bite out of something. Now, I know I understand that I'm not a oral surgeon, I'm not a dentist, but it just, I mean, to me, I just have to, you know, figure out why things are the way they are. And little kids, you know, they usually, you know, back in caveman days, they would breastfeed for years. So they didn't really need a lot of their teeth till they were 6. Breastfeeding was very common. You know, I mean, when they were 2, it wasn't like, all right, you're done. No, they, you know, so women would breastfeed their kids longer. So when the 6-year-old molars came in, that first set of molars, that it was fine because they were doing a lot more chewing. They were, you know, hunting with daddy and getting the zebra and, you know, chewing on it and sucking on the bone and, you know, licking their fingers. And, you know, by then it helps to get the molars. But if you have these wisdom teeth back there and they weren't impacted and they grew in halfway, you may not be able to get a good brushing. Remember, caveman days, they didn't brush, but they also didn't have sugar. They didn't have all the sugar in the soda pop, so they might not have gotten as easily cavities or caries, as we call them, as we do now. So one argument to have wisdom teeth taken out before they impact is, well, if you don't have enough jaw growth or room as it is, they're going to be a problem later. And when you get them out kind of all at once, it's a little easier. Now, when I got mine out all at once, I was sedated. And that sedation, all I remember is getting up and trying to get to my car and escape out the doctor's office. I was very weird when I woke up from my my sleep. I was very weird. Nowadays, though, they can take these teeth out without putting you to sleep. They numb up the gum, use a little gum gel, and then they use an injection, and then they could pull out the tooth. They could even drill the tooth, and you don't feel the sucker, and then they could pull out the tooth. Many times, I got to cut the tooth in half to take them out in two pieces. And the teeth come out, and it's done. So anyway, you know, you had some bleeding, and, you know, we changed the gauze, but other than that, it basically was, he looked good. And by the night, he was able to eat. You know, we tell you don't suck on a straw, don't scuba dive, because we're always worried about dry socket. We talked about dry socket on the show before. That's where you have a tooth removed, and a blood clot is supposed to fill in, right, as the tissue is starting to close up. If the blood clot removes, now you have a big open space, and that big open space irritates the nerve. So we want to avoid dry socket, we want to avoid infection, we want to avoid heavy swelling. I look like Richard Nixon. I was so swollen after my four wisdom teeth removed that I looked like Richard Nixon. I couldn't, whatever. Nowadays, though, thank God, you know, Stone iced, and he looks pretty good. So I have to do a big shout-out to Dr. Stephen Sachs. He is amazing. Dr. Stephen Sachs, he's actually been on the show before. Phenomenal job taking out my kids' wisdom teeth, and just, wow, the funny thing is Stone still was able to give me some lip. Yeah, I got mad at him because he came back late the other night. And so I told him he's not driving anywhere and he wants to drive the day of surgery. And I'm like, oh, hell no. He's like, well, I wasn't put under. And he still gave me mouth. So the fact that he could still, with his big mouth, give me some lip after getting his wisdom teeth out, pretty interesting. But cool stuff. All right. So we got a lot to talk about. I don't even know where to start. We got people drinking hydrogen peroxide. And in Hennepin County, Minnesota, which is where GCN's headquarters are, apparently at their medical center, six people, not GCN, but at the medical center, Hennepin County Medical Center, six people got sick drinking hydrogen peroxide. What the hell is going on with that? We have a baby in America fighting a very similar disease as Charlie Gard. So that's a heartbreaker. But we'll see what opportunity he has to fight this. And sponges are more dirty than toilets. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click oneworldway.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered oneworldway.com.
All for tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, now I get it. Some of you guys are into natural healing and natural ways to do things. And you study up, okay? And you read. And you read testimonials. You read doctors. Now, I don't know if you investigate where they went to school and if you investigate what they got a doctor in. Be very careful with that. But you find out they're quote-unquote doctor, and you read further. And I guess hydrogen peroxide has been for years touted as a way to oxygenate your body. And the reason why is hydrogen peroxide is H2O2. So it's two hydrogen atoms and two oxygen atoms. And you break up H2O2 into water molecules and oxygen. It's a catalase reaction. There's an enzyme called catalase, and we talked about how that was my science fair project when I was in the ninth grade for honors biology, where we had pieces of liver, bloody liver. We added the hydrogen peroxide to it, and it bubbled like crazy. Well, that bubble was the water and the oxygen being broken down from H2O2. So the pseudoscientific argument of why you need to have hydrogen peroxide in your body, which you already do. We have hydrogen peroxide in our body. But why you need more is because then you can get more oxygen. Now, this one site talks about how H2O2 therapy treats allergies, altitude sickness, herpes. General herpes. Not putting it on it, ingesting it. Or IV. Anemia. HIV infection. Asthma. Bacterial infections. Liver cirrhosis. Diabetes. Epstein-Barr. Mono. Fungal infections. Gingivitis. There's a whole bunch. Alright? But what you're supposed to do is dilute. You're supposed to take a small sample, dilute a couple drops of the hydrogen peroxide. Testimonials say, and it doesn't taste that good, but, you know, it's just a few drops, so they wing it. Well, we know that people have been screwing around with hydrogen peroxide. Everybody has a bottle of hydrogen peroxide. Everybody has hydrogen peroxide in the house because that's what we use to clean wounds. All right? The quote-unquote pseudoscience is correct from a topical standpoint. You clean a wound with hydrogen peroxide, that catalase reaction helps, you know, and the oxygen and the pH, the little acidic pH of the solution helps kill off bacteria and viruses. Now, I always caution medical students to not continually use hydrogen peroxide on wounds because it could disturb proteins, right? Because protein is needed to make the reaction. Whenever it's exposed to a protein, it gets this bubbly reaction. Well, your body needs to heal. And so we don't consistently treat with hydrogen peroxide because we want the proteins to work and attach and form a healed wound. So I recommend hydrogen peroxide for the first few days. Keep the wound clean. You can maybe clean it with alcohol, but hold off on the hydrogen peroxide. And, most wounds do really, really well. So, hydrogen peroxide's been around, right? You know, some people, you know, I don't know what they're doing. They're, you know, doing the IV therapy, they're drinking it. But now we're being told that some Minnesota doctors are going, guys, okay, this is a trend, and more people are ending up in the hospital. And they saw six alone since the start of the year. And since this is GCN Network's neck of the woods, you know, it kind of hits home to us because we're like, you know, what's going on? Now, none of them have died. Thank God, but Minnesota Poison Control System toxicologist Dr. Ann Ahrens states that the way people describe it is that they take three drops of concentrated peroxide, so I think it's like the 35% grade. They dissolve it in 8 ounces of water, and then they take it three times a day. She says there's a bunch of websites and YouTube videos, but there's no science behind any of it helping. There's no benefit of doing it, and it really opens you up to a lot of potential harm. So not only could the acidity and the catalase reaction destroy tissues, but when you, those bubbles, I mean, it bubbles, right? You guys have seen the bubbles. When you drop the hydrogen peroxide, it gets all white and bubbly. Those bubbles become emboli. Now, what are emboli? There's something that goes through the bloodstream and then blocks it. So here you are, putting something into your system. And again, the second it touches with blood, you get the bubbly. But you put something in there that the body's not ready to handle, and it can embolize. And now you're getting air embolism. So back in 2004, there was a woman with multiple sclerosis that was getting IV hydrogen peroxide therapy. And allegedly, she suffered systemic shock and DIC. Now, DIC, we've talked about on the show, that's disseminated intravascular coagulation. And DIC, what happens with DIC? It's scary stuff, but it's interesting what ends up happening. When you go into a disseminated intravascular coagulation, that's exactly what it is. Disseminated throughout the body, you get coagulation, little clots within the blood vessels. So disseminated intravascular coagulation. So you get millions of blood clots being formed all at once. Then you've lost all your clotting factors. And now that you don't have clotting factors, you start to bleed. See, people are like, I don't understand that. Somebody said they were in DIC and they started bleeding. But how are they bleeding if they're making clots? They make all the clots first, then they don't have enough clotting factors, and then they bleed. A study earlier this year published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine reported 294 cases of peroxide ingestion in a 10-year period. The majority of the patients became critically ill, disabled, or deceased. So, and here's the thing. You know, you'll hear, medical circles talk and kind of balk at, you know, people doing these therapies, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, they're this, they're that. And you know, I don't want to make fun of anybody that does that, because I understand what you guys are doing. Okay? There are substances in the body that are natural. You could buy natural type substances at stores. And you go, why would I get a pharmaceutical made from a pharmaceutical company that's making a big, huge profit when I could buy something that's $1.50, it's naturally occurring in the body, it's touted by medical experts, and they all say, oh, yeah, hydrogen peroxide. And so you go, why not? I'm having trouble with my sinuses. I'm having trouble with my immune system. Right? I have multiple sclerosis. You know, people with multiple sclerosis, like, I don't blame this lady that died. I feel bad that she died. It's such a shame. But multiple sclerosis is so devastating, losing the nerves and the innervation to your muscles and not being able to walk, and later, you know, having the disability of multiple sclerosis. She probably was at her wit's end saying, I got to try something. And she did. And unfortunately, this IV therapy, or somebody might have talked her into it, whatever, killed her. Now, if there is one of you out there that says the IV therapy, you know, cured you, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And if there are any of you that claim that these, you know, quote-unquote natural-type treatments or these alternative treatments work, I'm not going to disagree and I'm not going to judge, because for some people, maybe the stuff works. I mean, look, that homeopathic Epicac worked for me. I will swear by that. And I don't care what anybody says. I had morning sickness. I took it once. It was done. Somebody could say, well, luck of the draw, your morning sickness stopped. Morning sickness doesn't really seem to stop. When you're 90 miles an hour and then go to zero, I could see it slow down and wind down. But, I mean, we were talking abruptly. I was done. So I do believe that if there are naturopaths out there or alternative medicine treatments out there, I believe that for some people, they will work. Where I have to, though, step in as a board-certified family doctor is if you're doing something to yourself that could kill you. And I personally think taking hydrogen peroxide therapy is dangerous and is stupid to do. I understand why you want to do it. I understand why some people are touting. Maybe it did help some people in the past. But if you can't tell me that you're going to be safe and you're not the one that's going to die from this or get sick, and nobody knows, I'd say stay away from it. And, and it's not just all about the pharmaceuticals and the FDA, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, but at least those are studied. And we don't see air embolisms, right, from, you know, drinking it or injecting it into the IV. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a survey came out on cannabidiol or CBD usage, and they found that half of the people that use these products, these kind of marijuana products, they just stop taking the regular medication. Now, as a doctor, this infuriates me. I'm furious. We give you medication. You go on pot. You stopped the medication? What? Oh, hell no. You know, maybe it's good that I stopped practicing and I'm teaching now. Because I would be ripping you all such new ones. You know, marijuana is now legal in my neck of the woods. They legalized marijuana in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I got to tell you, if I cut any of you go off your diabetes medicine or go off your high blood pressure medicine because you're smoking marijuana, I would be like, what? What? Now, on the flip side, okay, because I always have to be devil's advocate and, you know, with my psychological training, all right, you know, why would you be doing it? Well, maybe you don't want to mix two medicines. I get that. It's kind of scary to, you know, be on a pharmaceutical and then now you're taking in, you know, marijuana products. And maybe you're like, you know what, I should just do one or the other. That's a very natural instinct that people have. It's like, you know what? If I'm going to be doing marijuana, I don't want to be also mixing it with something else. So I get that, if that's your excuse. I get that. Now, you realize you could be stopping a medicine that's saving your life, but I get how you are cautious and conflicted when it comes to taking two types of chemicals, roughly on the same day. I get that. Okay? Or maybe some of you want to know if the cannabidiol products work on their own without the medication so that you don't have to go and purchase the pharmaceutical. You don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. You don't have to break out your insurance card. So this is the largest survey on CBD usage to date. They found that women were more likely than men to use it. And once they started using it, they dropped their traditional medicine. Now, the survey was from Brightfield Group and HelloMD. Covered 2,400 of HelloMD's community of 150,000 members, and they did a deep dive into the usage of CBD products, according to Forbes. HelloMD is, I guess, an online community that brings together doctors and cannabis patients. HelloMD, I got to look this up. Hold on a second. I got to look up this HelloMD. Hold on a second. HelloMD, is it HelloMD.com? Okay, MD.com. I really want to see, because, you know, hello, you're thinking somebody's going to be like, hey, how's it going? I'm looking it up. You have to sign in. There's a woman there with her eyes closed. And, okay, know my location. You get to connect with the doctor. You get your cannabis questions answered. And then you get exclusive deals from brands you love. Deals of what? Deals on marijuana. You could purchase the marijuana products. That's the cannabinoid products. I guess you can. All right, that's a nice sight. I don't see the doctor saying hello. I just see somebody sitting there with their eyes closed. But I got to tell you, any of these online sites that allow you to talk to medical professionals, you know, as long as they are, you know, real medical professionals of that specialty, you know, it helps. Just I'd like to know who the medical professionals are. I need to look that up. But they say hello, MD, so maybe they're MDs. Well, I'm an MD. That's not too bad. All right, well, we'll see. All right, so back to the study. So a cannabidiol is, I know, don't say, you know, like a cannabidiol. You can say it with a nice accent. You guys ever watched War Games? And remember the general was like a diode? You know, he's called it like a diode, that accent. All right, so cannabidiol is one of the two cannabinoids found in marijuana. It's the non-psychoactive part of the plant. Doesn't give users the feeling that they're higher stoned, but it's been anecdotally found to have medicinal qualities. They say the survey found that 55% of these CBD products were women. So, you know, in addition to smoking marijuana and not taking medications, this looks at those taking these quote-unquote natural products that have CBD in them and people dropping their regular pharmaceuticals. They say Brightfield Group, which helped conduct the survey, studies consumption patterns and demand trends and is committed to provide accurate data, blah, blah, blah. So basically, they say the most common reasons people were using these CBD products were to treat insomnia. They were also trying to treat depression, anxiety, and joint pain. 42% of the CBD users said they had stopped using traditional medications like Tylenol pain relievers or prescription drugs like Vicodin and had switched to using cannabis instead. 80% said they found the products to be very or extremely effective. Only 3% or less found the product to be either ineffectual or only slightly effective. Now, for those of us that want to fight the opioid epidemic, we have been salivating at the thought of substituting opioids with cannabis. I haven't been salivating as much because it's just one vice for another. Like, look at what happened with smoking. We stopped smoking, and now we're obese. We stopped pain medication, now we're all high. So, we're not curing anything. You know, however, this opioid epidemic is killing, and the argument is marijuana doesn't kill like opioids do, and there's a point with that. Now, again, we haven't seen the fatalities in car accidents and things like that, or accidental drownings because people are too stoned to watch their kids. But, you know, you could be too stoned on a narcotic. You could be asleep and in respiratory depression while the kid goes out to the pool. So, you know, either way, we have a problem of people being under the influence. But, you know, if this, per se, found that people like these CBD products more than they like Vicodin, that's some powerful stuff. Because Vicodin, that's a nice drug. If you've never taken a Vicodin, and you take a Vicodin, I don't know what's so nice about it. Is it the euphoria of the narcotic? Or when you're in pain and you receive relief from pain, you're like, ah. So apparently, there are more than 850 brands of marijuana-derived CBD products on the market and 150 hemp-derived products. Marijuana and hemp are two variations of the cannabis plant. 8% of consumers surveyed admitted that they didn't know which product they used, whether it was hemp or marijuana base. So now we also have issues that they talk about in Forbes with the murky legal status of CBD. Technically, the U.S. DEA labels all CBD products as illegal, but hemp-derived CBD is available just about every state and even online through Amazon. Marijuana-derived CBD tends to be found only in states with legal medicinal marijuana. So now you have people going, well, wait a second. Is it the hemp? Is it this, you know, the marijuana-based CBD? Is this legal? Is it not? They said when it came to hemp-derived CBD products, the market was led by Charlotte's Web by the Stanley Brothers. They gained fame from, I guess, CNN or whatever. And then came Plus CBD Oil, then Mary's Nutritionals. And they say the complaint from hemp-derived users was that it was less effective than the marijuana-derived CBD. And that might explain why 90% said they would only buy marijuana-derived CBD. So that's interesting because for years people really touted hemp and they felt that hemp oil and these hemp products really worked. But then once you get closer to the real thing, it doesn't seem to look, you know, seem to work as well in comparison. They said they spent between $20 and $80 a month on CBD products. Now, that's a hell of a lot less than what I'm hearing right now in Vegas, where many people who are now using edible marijuana for their neuropathy, etc., they're saying it's hundreds of dollars a month. So basically, to sum this up, people are going off their traditional medicines, either because they like it so much or maybe they're concerned that there could be a mix or whatever. I would caution you, okay, because whether it's a diabetes medication, a heart medication, etc., all right, you know, you may be feeling better. You may think that your blood pressure is lower, and maybe you'll get a small drop in your blood pressure. But we're talking about long-term and end-organ damage. Make sure your medical provider's on top of this. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
As I went along my wonder, right, what went wrong? We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Keith writes on Facebook that he can't find a doctor that'll take him because he uses marijuana. He said his last doctor wouldn't, quote, work with him. I just talked about in this last segment how, you know, if you are going to be using marijuana products, you need to talk to your doctor so that you don't stop your medicine abruptly and interfere with your, your regimen that you're on. And here's Aunt Keith saying, doctor doesn't want to work with me. So what happens if you can't find a doctor that'll take you while you're on marijuana? That'll change. It's only temporary. You have a lot of old school doctors a little freaked out. All right, buy it. Fine. If the doctor doesn't want to take care of you, then he's not a good doctor for you. Leave him, you know? I need to hear more from you guys on how often is that happening. You know, do you have a medical provider whose ears are completely closed when it comes to marijuana? Now, we, for years, have been trying to figure out how to navigate with doctors that don't like natural medicines or alternative therapies. You know, for me, being a board-certified family doc, I was kind of one of the more liberal-leaning, and not liberal politically, but liberal-leaning when it came to alternative medicine because I was in practice with a homeopath, acupuncturist, and my husband's chiropractic. And so, you know, when I would be writing migraine medications, yet the patient would see them for acupuncture or chiropractic, and they did better, and I didn't have to write the expensive migraine medications anymore. I mean, I was sold. And so, and I taught you guys over the years, you know, how to, you know, find a provider that's a little bit more open. You don't want a provider that won't treat you for the cancer and will only, you know, recommend natural treatments, but you want somebody that's not going to kick you out of the practice or go, I'm out of here. And the reason why that was a big issue was in the early 2000s, that's when we had the whole St. Paul pullout of malpractice insurance, and many people had trouble finding a malpractice carrier. And lawsuits were crazy. Lawsuits and malpractice cases and settlements against doctors were at an all-time high. And so many physicians were like, look, I am just not going to mess with it. If it's going to come back to haunt, I'm just going to play it safe. So if there's an expert witness there, nobody could say that I went, you know, anybody could say I stayed between, you know, within the lines and I didn't go outside the lines. And, you know, many doctors out there are like, look, natural medicine may work, but not on my license. Well, after tort reform was passed in many cities and states and after we started to appreciate that many of our patients want to be on these things, we better learn about them. And we need to learn what they're using. Same thing with marijuana. You know, medical students now are learning that, you know, their average patient is going to have marijuana on board. They need to be prepared for that. They need to be prepared that their patient is going to have marijuana, and we don't know what medicines mix. We don't know if that interferes with any treatment regimen. We don't know what it does to the lungs. We don't know what it does to the brain. We don't have enough studies. And many of the studies out there are not real, true, long-term, you know, long cohort studies that have been around for, you know, tens of, you know, decades of years because, you know, we weren't studying an illegal drug to the degree that we need to. And there's so many different things we need to study. Will it mess with your digitalis? Will it mess with your Coumadin? What happens if you're being treated for atrial fibrillation but you smoke marijuana? What happens if you smoke marijuana right after you take the pill or before you take the pill? What happens if you're a diabetic? What happens to your insulin? What happens if you smoke marijuana but you don't get hungry? You took your insulin but you didn't eat. Are you going to have a hypoglycemic reaction? So all these little things and all these variances of what could happen with the medication, we don't have studies on those. So now here you are. You're using marijuana or CBD products or hemp products, etc. And you have a medical provider that wants nothing to do with that. You need to understand why, right? They don't want anything to happen. They don't want to get sued. You know, when it comes to marijuana, You know, they say, well, you know, there's only certain marijuana doctors that can prescribe it. Actually, any medical provider could prescribe it. If you have a DEA, you know, and you live in a state with medical marijuana, anybody can. So if your medical provider's like, nah, I'll get you somebody who prescribes it. I don't have the, you know, licensure, or I don't have the whatever. You really don't. I can't tell you how many people asked me to do it. I just said no, but I said I just don't manage it. It's beyond my scope of my training. And it's frustrating because this is what people want. And so we in the medical community need to step it up. So, you know, you could start by going to a younger physician. A younger physician is less old school. These old school docs, and I'm part of the old school realm at this point, you know, was taught that marijuana was bad. And marijuana could still be bad for you. Now, we're still getting weird studies talking about stroke and heart risk, etc. Right? Even though a lot of us are kind of scratching our head. I mean, marijuana has been around for decades, and, you know, we haven't seen, you know, huge spikes of, you know, heart attacks, you know, in the 60s. But then again, if they did have heart attacks, did we blame it on other drugs? Did somebody have a heart attack and we never blamed it on the marijuana because we never tested? So we need to study. But the old school doctors are still reluctant to incorporate marijuana into the medical regimen. The younger doctors have been watching this for a while, and the younger doctors are possibly going to be more open. So that's one opportunity, one option. Another is to go to a doctor at a teaching hospital. The teaching hospitals are supposed to be cutting edge with the latest of information. All right. However, teaching hospitals, though, may also be very conservative with what you prescribe. You may not be able to get marijuana prescribed at a teaching hospital, but you may be able to have a friendly ear if you're using and using products and the medical provider is treating you. You see? So, you know, private practice docs, you know, many of them will discharge you or say, you know what, this isn't the right place for you because I don't know what it'll mix with. I don't know. I can't manage yet. You have to go somewhere else. But a teaching hospital rarely discharges you. I mean, unless, of course, you're a jerk, you know, or you're standing there naked in the room, which happened to me. Patient's just standing there naked. I'm like, are you kidding me? What's this for? I'm here for my physical. I go, there's a drape right there. You could have worn your underwear. They're just standing there naked. So, and they did that multiple times, by the way. Then that's an issue. So, sorry, Alkichi, I have to deal with that. But if you don't mind, email me what medications you're taking just so I can at least do a search and find out if there is, you know, are any interactions or anything we have to be concerned about. But see, here's the thing. It's not just marijuana. Well, these products, these CBD products or any of these other products, you know, the reason why we've had such an issue with vitamins and nutritional supplements, et cetera, is because we don't know what else is in there. You got some food coloring, you got some powder, you got some substrate, putting it all together, you have fillers, you know, this type of stuff. We don't know what the hell it does with your medication. It's a chemical soup, you know, and you need to be careful with that. There's a study we're going to be talking about where it looks like statin medications may be the right medication for many. And a lot of people stop the statin medications to do the red rice yeast or the red yeast rice or whatever instead. And true, that's a statin, but we don't know what you're getting. We don't know how much you're getting. We don't know what's mixed in with it. These pharmaceutical drugs, they have to, because the FDA is so far up the retroperitoneum, you know, the pharmaceutical companies have to show, and we in the medical community have to show that what we're doing is by the book and studied. Once you start going, you know, a little off-label, then we could get ourselves in trouble. 1-877-DOCTOR.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.